News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
New research out reveals an imbalance between landlord and tenant relationships in this country. To discuss, we're joined by the chairperson of Threshold, Aideen Hayden. Aideen, this research aimed to try and find out how renters are feeling at the moment. What did you find?
Basically, what we found is there's a very significant, what we call power asymmetry between landlords and tenants. In other words, that the power generally lies quite firmly on the side of the landlord, and that this has a very significant impact on the behaviour of tenants. In particular, we find that tenants, for the sake of argument, who are facing challenges, such as, for example, an unlawful rent increase or difficulty with their accommodation and so forth, are unwilling to take action, even though it's lawfully would be on their side, because they are afraid of retaliatory action by the landlord. So what we're basically seeing is a very significant imbalance of power within the sector.
Is that surprising, though, Aideen?
It isn't surprising. And part of the reason that we embarked on this research is because we're aware of it. I mean, a large part of what Threshold does is the protection of tenants against eviction in situations where they're going to lose their homes and become homeless. And as I said, we wanted to understand that situation better. And while there are limitations in the law at the moment in terms of protections against retaliatory eviction, they're really quite meaningless. And what we also are well aware of, but we wanted to look at more closely, is that even though there are protections within the legislation against eviction, there are also very significant powers on the side of the landlord to terminate a tenancy. And one of the outcomes of this research has renewed us in our call for indefinite tenancies. In other words, to change the law in relation to the termination of tenancies, to ensure that tenancies are indeterminate in nature. And some of the reasons at the moment why landlords can terminate a tenancy need to be removed from the legislation completely.
How does the eviction, the fact that you can't have evictions at the moment, say, for instance, during this period that has now been extended, obviously during the COVID-19 pandemic, like, is that what you're looking for on a more long-term basis?
Yes, basically, in a lot of other European countries, you have what are called indeterminate tenancies. In other words, as long as you have a compliant tenant who pays their rent and so forth, that tenancy is determinate and it can go on for very significant periods of time. The situation in Ireland has changed and we're not catching up with the reality. At the moment, 1 in 5 Irish people rent, 1 in 3 in Galway, for the sake of argument. And we're not recognising the reality that these rented homes are their homes and we're not treating them. Yeah.
Well, just by way of example, I'm one of those renters you talk about, and I'm actually renting the house that I'm in for the past over 7 years, which a lot of people would nearly think is a little bit unusual in Dublin, that at some point you may not have had to leave, which is obviously a good thing. But some of the examples, Aideen, I would see would be, you know, friends of mine who are tenants, and sometimes they're often afraid to maybe ring the landlord to say, you know what, the dishwasher is kind of acting up, because the previous week they had to ring about the washing machine and it's coming up to the rent renewal stage, or maybe that's happening in the following month. And they're a little bit concerned about raising that as an issue, because they're afraid then if I put in 2 complaints in the 1 week, this could be a problem.
Well, they're right to be afraid. And sometimes we're conflicted in terms of the advice we give people who come to us for the very reasons that you're saying, because the reality is that once a tenant makes a complaint, there is plenty of evidence out there to show that a significant number of landlords will actually see them as trouble and move them on. And even though, you know, in some circumstances, they're not entitled to do it, tenants, generally speaking, don't feel secure. They don't feel they have any real control over their situation. And we've seen tenants who will actually get up and move out because they're so stressed by the situation.
All right.
And that's really something we want to see change. So what we're basically saying is we want to see 2 things. First of all, the ending of sort of arbitrary evictions.
Okay.
In other words, no-fault evictions.
Yeah.
And we also want to see this whole situation where people are retaliated against looked at a lot more closely by the Residential Tenancies Board, and we want to see changes in the law to make sure it doesn't happen.
Chairperson of Threshold, Aideen Hayden, my thanks to you for joining us on the programme this morning.